Welcome to All Things Folk with myself, Johnny Campbell, where I explore the landscapes of Northern England with a fair share of walking, music, and guests along the way. I thought for this debut podcast it seems only right to do something from my front door. Huddersfield isn't a premier destination for a walking trip, but it's situated in a good place for just that, and I reckon this is the perfect trek for an introduction to walking in the area. A trip to Hudds isn't complete without a yomp up Castle Hill. Castle Hill stands over 300 metres high and dominates the Home Valley and surrounding areas vista. Early settlers from the Neolithic Bronze and Iron Ages have all settled on this prominent outcrop, and is the highest piece of ground on a longitude line. That's west to east for people like myself who have to look these things up each time, until reaching the Ural Mountains in Russia. Following the Norman conquest 1,000 years ago, a fortification rose which was built by Ilbert de Lacy, who'd acquired these lands, and the castle was later abandoned in the late 13th century. In more recent times, a pub was built here in the 19th century, but what stands prominent on the hill now is Victoria Tower, built to celebrate Queen Victoria's Jubilee in 1897. It's a steep climb from whichever way you approach it, and it makes you work for each metre of the 300 and odd you climb. There's another reason I want to do this walk, because it's a great place to come in spring. Looking at the OS map of the area, you could be fooled into thinking this was simple rolling countryside. I'm pretty worn into the type of fell walking akin to the Lake District, so this terrain should be a bit of a walk in the park, but it can be demanding and undulating. Lum Dyke is a great place to come in spring, as you get the full chronological journey of the season in full. Some of the woodland deer has been around since around the 1500s, and wherever there are bluebells, it is ancient woodland. The UK has the largest population of this flower in the world. Today they aren't out, but the shoots are there, showing signs of spring life.
Abroad for pleasure as I was a-walking on one summer's evening clear. Abroad for pleasure as I was a-walking on one summer's evening clear. There I beheld a most beautiful damsel lamenting o'er her shepherd's deer. Lamenting o'er her shepherd dear. The fairest evening that e'er I beheld thee, ever with a lass I adore. The fairest evening that e'er I beheld thee, ever with a lass I adore.
Crossing well-cultivated fields, I head south to Brockholes train station. We're still touching the 1,000-foot mark here, and before descending to Brockholes, you're treated to views over the Northern Peak District. Black Hill, West Knab, Holme Moss, and Bleaklow's remote summit peeking out in the distance, offering a tantalising glimpse of the moorland further into the Dark Peak. The Holme Valley below is the geological fault line that gives way to the gritstone and peat synonymous with the Peak District. After Brockholes, I head north onto Honley Station. This is the return leg, and the final surprise in store is Upper Park Wood, which is protected by the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust. Green and lesser spotted woodpecker are found here, and today I see the latter, as well as buzzards, skylark, lapwing, and curlew. The signs of spring are definitely back, and all of that within half a day's walking from the town centre of Huddersfield. Thanks for listening to All Things Folk with myself, Johnny Campbell. This podcast is entirely Patreon funded, and you can support it and receive extra content at patreon.com/JohnnyCampbell. I'll release all the new information and news here, and also on my newsletter, which you can subscribe at johnnycampbell.co.uk. See you.